If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Can I have that for this episode, please?
No.
Why?
This is my comfort pillow, okay?
For some reason, Alia always keep getting bit by mosquitoes, and I have like zero bites on me.
I'm just sweet. I taste sweet.
Maybe I'm spicy.
You're salty. I feel like my outfit right now is giving. Like I'm on vacation.
You're gonna have that button loose at the very bottom.
I didn't realize.
Welcome back to the pod, you guys. My name is Yoni Ikoto. If this is your first time listening, and my lovely co-host, her name is Alia Zaitza.
Oh, I don't get to introduce myself today.
You remember for like the first season,
I was introducing you.
You were introducing me the whole season, and then one day something clicked for me. I was like, wait a second, I have a voice too.
Well, you were just getting comfortable with like.
But what did you think? Why did you think I couldn't introduce myself?
I didn't think that necessarily. I don't remember, babe. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, you just wanted to help.
Yeah. But it is so, not to be like typical talking about the weather, but today where New York is going through another heat wave, it's currently 91 degrees, which doesn't seem like that bad. But the problem is that here, it's also very humid. So it actually, okay, it feels like 94. Not super bad. Tomorrow, though, is going to be like 97 or like close to almost 100 degrees, which I know if you live in like Arizona or like somewhere else where right now it might be like 110 degrees.
Or 120.
Yeah, but like that heat is different because it's dry heat. It's not humid.
But it's still crazy.
But the humid heat can like feel suffocating and way more uncomfortable to me, at least. Like when I went to Vegas, it was 110, but I don't know why it was like easier to walk around than it is.
So here. It's kind of the same like Palm Springs.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
So I don't know, but it is very hot and I'm not really trying to go outside the next few days.
Yeah, definitely not tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be the worst day.
Yeah, it's just too much. But
talking about the weather to me for some reason is like the easiest topic for people like on the street.
Yeah, it's the easiest small talk. I mean, what is everyone going to talk about?
It's the easiest thing. Like when you meet someone, oh man, it's so hot today, right? Did you see the weather? Did you get caught in the rain yesterday? Like,
oh my God.
That's like the easiest thing to talk about.
Because it's also something that you know everybody is dealing with all the time.
But you know what the funny thing? When that small talk interaction is happening, we both know we're just bullshitting right now.
I mean, I don't really feel like that.
I'm not saying I'm bullshitting, but I know that the small talk is happening.
Yeah, but and also there's nothing wrong with that. I don't hate small talk.
I hate small talk.
Why?
Because it's like, can we talk about anything but the weather? We do it so much that now when it happens.
But I do that even with people that I know, because the weather is just annoying. Like, it's just, it's either hot or it's a beautiful day. Like, yesterday was a beautiful day, even though it was supposed to be very hot. It somehow was like kind of
cool. We had a good day yesterday. What did we do yesterday?
Yesterday was Sunday, so we did a bunch of different things, you know?
Did I put you on the spot?
Yeah, I was like trying to remember. But, yeah. You know, we're actually here to talk about a very specific topic, and I kind of want to just get into it because it plays on...
After 4 minutes, I just want to get straight into it.
Because I just felt like we were going to just keep rambling. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but we're here to talk about something very important, okay?
Okay, and it is... being present in the moment.
Exactly. It's about being... That's why I think it kind of relates to our last... our weekend that just passed. And in general, like summer, there's just... In the summer, there's like so much going on. I feel like at least for most people, I would think that in the summer, you're just kind of... The pressure of summer is not necessarily a negative thing because you're just out here. You're just trying to do things. You're trying to hang out with people. You're trying to do activities. You're trying to get like as much outside time as possible. So because of that, compared to like the winter time where there's like less things going on and it just feels like it's more okay to just be chilling and hibernating.
In the wintertime, you just want to be cozy at home, watching movies. Like, you don't want to be outside. Why would you want to be outside when it's cold or snowy?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's nice. Like, especially here, you know, when the sun comes out, even when it's cold.
When is it ever nice to go outside when it's cold and do what?
You can bundle up, go get some hot chocolate. But anyways, I don't even want to talk about that because that's just making me hot right now. But we're here to talk about like how can we be more present day to day. And we know that this is a topic that is very popular in general, especially the more that people are like, you know, we're all on social media. Most of us, a lot of people. And even if you're not on social media, like my mom does not know how to stop taking photos on a trip. She does not know how to just stop taking photos with like everything and anything and of everything.
Do you feel like sometimes it ruins the moment?
Yes.
Do you think it ruins the moment for her?
No, for me.
Or for other people?
I mean, I can only speak for myself. Clearly, she's enjoying taking those photos. But my question to her is like, when are you actually even looking back at these photos?
I will say I do the exact same thing.
Oh, I know.
Me and your mom understand each other because we are the only ones
who are never
who actually documenting what's going on.
And also,
because if we weren't there, yes, they would have a good time, but there's nothing to look back at.
Yeah, but how often do you actually look back at the photos you took of that trip?
I look back at it a lot.
I don't.
I look back at it a lot. No, I do. I do. And I love to just save photos. And then whenever I do want to look back at it, I have something to remember. Oh, this was when we went to Argentina and we were on a boat on a way somewhere.
But don't you also just remember what that was like because you were there?
No, I'm a very visual person. I need to see. That's why I'm also just a photographer. Think about that. Like, I love taking photos of anything at any moment. And I'm just saying, I'm not like taking a million photos or video. I'm not even telling people, like, you know, when there's a moment happening, let's say we'll go somewhere and then there's like a beautiful sunset and we're all kind of just looking at it.
Yeah.
I would recognize that moment and I'm not going to tell anyone. I'm just going to back out, take either my camera or my phone, take a photo of you guys because it looked so nice, right?
Yeah.
And I just come back. I won't tell anybody. I'm not even going to, the last thing I would do is tell everyone, hey, everyone, look this way.
Yeah, that's my mom.
That's something I don't
do. Yeah, that's different.
Because then everyone kind of have to look at it kind of awkwardly, smile, like just take the photo, you know. Okay, that's what I do.
So because you are constantly, and I can attest to this too, because we are together all the time, and you are very often taking photos of whatever. And if you want someone fun to follow on Instagram that is constantly posting on stories, like active on stories, but it's not with like annoying content that is either just showing like themselves doing a bunch of, like, there's some people that are on stories a lot. Like, you know, when someone's story is like dots instead of lines, those people are annoying. You're not that, but you are very active on stories with just posting photos of like random things that like you find visually interesting.
Like real life things.
Yeah. Like it could even be like in a grocery store, like the aisle, the way that it looks, or it could be like a coffee on a table, but like it looks nice, or it could be like a bike POV as you're like biking somewhere. You know, so if you want someone that's like really fun to follow on for like stories, definitely follow Yoni on Instagram. But I would,
and if you don't know what my at name was, it's at Yoni Ikoto, at YoniEkoto.
It's also linked in the description.
Exactly. Everyone who listens to the podcast should follow me on Instagram.
And me too.
Everybody already follows you, I feel like.
Okay, well,
you don't need more followers.
But what I wanted to say, what I wanted to ask you is like, so since you are someone that you love to capture the moment in that way.
Yeah. Ask me a question.
Would you say that you are good at being present?
100%.
How? Because sometimes we'd be like,
let me tell you,
we're like somewhere nice and I'm just like really like taking in the moment, and I just know you're about to take your phone out and take like a while to like capture some photos and stuff, and I'm just like, can we just be here right
let
now?
Me break it down for you. When I see a beautiful moment happening, taking a photo for me means that I'm more in the present. I'm more present than disconnected. Some people listen to this might think, you take yourself out of the moment to take a photo, but I'm never taking myself out of the moment. The fact that I think about taking a photo, I'm probably more in the moment. I was going to say I'm probably more in the moment than you are, than the person
There's
who's just
no
enjoying
way,
it.
No, I'm really like, I'm really, if I'm looking at a beautiful view, I'm really just looking at that shit and I'm like, I'm just living in the moment.
Yeah, that's true. I guess for me, I don't know. When I take a photo, I never feel like I'm not in that moment because I am. It's hard to explain, honestly. But and then also, like you said, I would take a while. Like I wouldn't necessarily take a while to do. Like I would capture it and then actually continue. But
yeah, sometimes you take a minute to like get the right photo. You want different angles. You want different. It depends what it is.
Can I okay, like I'm going to admit to something. I can be more present.
You could be more present.
But I have an obsession. I am obsessed with, if I see something beautiful, I have to capture it. Because if I don't capture it, whether it's with my film camera, digital camera, my iPhone, if I don't capture it, I feel like this is a beautiful thing that I'm going to forget.
We can all agree that nothing feels better than an everything shower, as it is the ultimate self-care ritual, and I must tell you that Osea's new Ondaria Algae Body Wash was the best addition to my shower routine, as it has turned it into this tropical paradise with its iconic and all-natural uplifting citrusy scent. It has such a satisfying gel-like texture that turns into this beautiful rich lather, and it leaves my skin feeling so soft and smooth and revitalized, as it is a gentler cleansing experience than traditional body wash. I love knowing that Osea is a mother, daughter, and woman founded and led brand that cares so much about its values. So upgrade your shower with clean, vegan face and body skincare from Osea. Get 10% off of your first order site-wide with code WTJ at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code WTJ for 10% off. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When my work schedule is packed with work deadlines, in-person events, and social commitments, it's easy to let some priorities slip. Even though I know going to the gym is good for me, especially when I'm overwhelmed, it's hard to make time for it sometimes. But I would say when I'm starting to feel like my plate is too full, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. Therapy truly is so helpful for learning positive coping skills for when I get too overwhelmed, and I get to build up up my priorities. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's all online and designed to be the most convenient and flexible and work with your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you need to switch therapists, it's so easy and you can do it anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/WTJ today and get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/WTJ. Skipping my morning routine can easily throw off the balance of my day-to-day because a girl needs her morning self-care time. And same goes for the sensitive vaginal microbiome, because did you know that 9 out of 10 women have unstable vaginal microbiomes? That's why Seed created VSO1 Vaginal Symbiotic to restore a healthy vaginal microbiome and sustain regulated pH levels. In the last few years especially, I've been paying more and more attention to what I put in my body, and I need to remind myself that vaginal health is just as important as the rest of it. Day-to-day things like menstruation, exercise, diet, sex, and more can easily disrupt your microbiome. So it's really reassuring knowing VSO1 went through rigorous scientific testing and was found 10 times more effective than a leading oral probiotic. VSO1 is an ongoing system that maximizes efficacy with only 2 tablets per month, so it's super easy. Find your balance and get proactive with your vaginal care with VSO1 from Seed. Go to seed.com/WTJ and use code 25WTJ to get 25% off. That's 25% off VSO1 at seed.com/WTJ, code 25WTJ.
I'm gonna, like, how do you want me to remember it?
How
do you want me to remember it, like a beautiful moment?
In,
like,
my brain.
So let's say you're walking somewhere and you just close your eyes and you just remember it.
I mean,
like, how do you remember? I need to see.
I see it with my eyes. I don't have to see it with my phone.
How do you see it with your eyes?
What do you mean?
No, like, after the fact. You come back home after vacation.
I just remember, like, for example, right? I was actually, perfect example. I ran out of storage on my phone, and I was going through some photos like that were like deep in my phone from when I went to Italy like almost 3 summers ago, and there was like a bunch of duplicates of like similar photos, so I was like selecting to just like delete a few. And then there was a lot of photos of like monuments and like the Colosseum and different things like that, and I was like, I don't need these photos, like I was there. I don't need, maybe I'll keep like a few photos that is like my sister, my mom and I at the Colosseum, like a selfie or something, like us being there together as like a memory, you know, like for something for my kids to see of like when mom went to the Colosseum with grandma and auntie, you know, stuff like that. But then like actual photos of like monuments or different things that I'm not necessarily in, that it shows that I was there. I'm like, I so well and vividly just remember it in my mind of what it was like to walk through the Colosseum. I don't need a photo to remember when we went on a bike ride around Governor's Island. And then at the end, we like took a minute to like look at the New York City skyline in the evening.
That was
and
so nice.
It was so nice. Like, I remember being there, not because I have a photo, but because I was there.
I have a video of that. You got a great point. I do want to work on just being more in a moment. It's so who I am with capturing. And also, I'm glad because all the memories that we have, like all these Polaroids, without me taking a photo of these moments, like I wouldn't have that. Like that Paris Polaroid right there, the black and white one.
Yeah.
I love that photo so much. Of course, I remember being there, but something about seeing it like on a Polaroid square, like photo, I'm just like, I don't know, something about it just makes me,
a memory that's like taken like to a physical form.
Yes, and even if it stays digital, like I remember, I don't take random photos of like, and I used to do that, like anywhere I go, I would just take a bunch of photos and then I end up like running out of like space on my phone. So this is like one of the reasons why I want to actually just like stop taking so many photos. Mm-hmm. But the film photos that I have, I like all of them. I kind of just want to stay the way I am because I really love it.
No, I mean, I appreciate it because I always get photos.
Alia has unlimited photos that the world haven't even seen. She's just like, yo, I have I mean, also, I don't know, like, you like them, some you don't, whatever. You like most of them.
Yeah.
But I think you should take more photos. You should take more photos of me.
I should take more photos.
Anywhere I go, it's almost like I wasn't even there.
Yeah. And that's the funny thing that my mom also says about herself, that every video or like most photos that are like family photos from when the kids were young and everything, it's like you can never see my mom in the footage because she's always the one behind the camera.
Yeah. So it's important for me.
There's always like one person like that in the relationship. I feel like you always have that person that's like always behind the camera. And then you have that person that just doesn't really think about it.
You don't think about it. And I love doing it. Like I don't mind. But just give me one photo.
Okay, I'm trying to get better at it.
You did.
But I also have another question about capturing a moment. Because also with social media, like, it's how much is you taking a photo of a moment specifically like a beautiful moment. How much of that is about capturing the memory and just documenting something that's beautiful versus just wanting to share with other people what you're doing and like the moment that you're in currently?
To be honest, for me, a lot of it is sharing with other people. Because I was there, so I have what I needed. I was there.
Mm-hmm. So why do you care so much to show other people?
Because
the moment that you got to live.
Because they didn't get to live it.
I mean, it's not like they get to live it just because they see it on your photo.
People tell me all the time they live through my stories.
I mean, that is true. That's why I said you should follow you. And because you do have a very particular way of like using Instagram to share stuff on your story.
And I just love sharing it. It's not to say, oh, look where I am and you're not. It's not that.
I mean, yeah. Also, like, who's doing. But there is something about like if you go on vacation, like everybody talks about how those people that social media is not their job. And then the only time they post is when they're on vacation, because like when they're not on vacation, they don't have that much like going on. Mm-hmm. But then as soon as they're on vacation, they're posting as if they're influencers. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, how much of that are you just doing because you like finally have something to share because you want to share that you're like doing something?
I mean, I get those people because I'm finally doing some cool shit. I can post, I can show, but why do we want to show
people? And why do we want to show people like so much of when we do something that's cool?
See, me, I don't show shit that's cool.
Yeah, that's the thing. You like be showing shit that's like so basic.
Exactly. And I love doing that for some reason.
Basic, people, not in a bad way.
Yeah.
Basic and just like day-to-day stuff.
Yes. I can see like a bag of ice on the street and take a photo of it.
I mean, that would be melted now.
Not because I think it's an amazing photo. Sometimes I don't know why I share so much, but I just love doing it. And I get DMs from people all the time that they like my stories.
Yeah. No, I like your stories too.
So I don't know. But the reason why, to answer your question, the reason why I share it, if I'm there, like, what's the point to show like other people?
Yeah, like you don't just take a photo for yourself to just keep in your camera.
No.
You take a photo to post on your story.
Yes, or on my Instagram.
On your Instagram story.
Yeah. I don't take it just for me.
Yeah, I know. So that's my point where I'm like,
because
it takes you out of the moment because you're worried about like, let me capture this and share it on my Instagram story that I'm like doing this or seeing this or looking at this versus just like living there for yourself.
Okay, let's not pretend that I always do that. Sometimes I do. Now, to be honest, like a lot of the times when I go somewhere,
you're always
I'm on a bike ride and it's a beautiful sunset.
If you're on a bike ride, period, you'll be sharing.
And I'm listening to music. The other day I went on Instagram Live and I was just like showing the ride. Like I was driving with one hand and I was on Instagram Live. But I do want to have some, because okay, this happened the other day. I was on a bike ride. It was beautiful, right? And I wanted to listen to music and just enjoy the ride. It was so nice, right? And then I was just thinking like, but I also want to show people how beautiful this is. I don't know why. I just want to show someone else how nice this is.
I get it.
Because I don't want to keep this shit to myself. Yeah. I don't know why. Maybe it doesn't make sense when people listening to this. Like, you can have a moment to yourself, which I do have sometimes. But a lot of the times when I see something beautiful, I'm like, I want other people to see this shit because it's amazing.
Okay. I get that.
So, because it kind of sounds bad when someone says, why can't you just be in the moment for yourself? And I'm trying to understand why I can't do that. And when I show people that, I don't feel like I'm missing out.
There are a few, like, I can actually hear you. Your voice in my mind telling me, like, you know what? I don't even want to take a picture of this. I just want to be here. You've said that a few times before, where you consciously felt yourself like you were thinking about, let me pull out my phone and take a picture of this. And then you consciously were like, you know what? I'm not even going to take my phone out. Like, I just want to be here.
Yeah.
Those exact words. I just want to be here.
Yeah. Maybe I should get those words tattooed, but. I don't know. I just like to share things, honestly. Same with just like regular life shit. Like if I'm going through something, I like to share that with someone who's close to me. Like I will just, nobody asked. And I will just tell you some shit that's going on in my life because that's how I deal with a lot of things. When I see something beautiful, I just want to share it because not because I'm dealing with something, but just because like I want you to see it too. Maybe you always wanted to live in New York and you've never been here, or maybe like you might not ever come here.
But I think so much of you sharing is also the fact that you just love the moment so much that you just like you just. It's, I think it's a normal thing, but also now because we can share it. Like before, it's like there's no option to share this. It's like you're either here or you ain't. That's it. But now, I just think it's very interesting because like I am the complete opposite where like I always forget to take pictures.
And that's like totally fine.
I always forget to take pictures. But I also think part of it is
like we will go somewhere and then like if she needs like a photo for something and I'll be like, yo, did you take a picture of that?
Yeah, like there's so many things. Most of the time I'm like, yep. There's so many things that I forget to just take pictures of. And I would say that I wish I was a little bit better at just like making, for it to like be more natural to just like pull out my phone and like take pictures here and there, because it's also just good for my job. Like I'm just not a shutterfly person. Like I'm not someone that is constantly, what do they call it, a shutterbug? Or I don't know. Like, I'm just, you are very much that way where it's like, you're not even thinking about it and you're like constantly taking photos of stuff. For me, I feel like when I remember to take a photo, I'm like, damn, yes, I remembered and it's a good photo, you know? And I think it's very interesting because like for work, I have to capture my life. Like I make vlogs, and in those vlogs, I also try very hard to like enunciate a moment through the way that I film something and then the way that I edit something.
Yeah.
And I try to recreate those moments. So maybe it's because it's part of my job to share so much of my life in this like specific way that when I don't have to vlog, like when let's say I'm like, okay, I vlogged these few days and this is like perfect for a video, and then I know I'm not gonna be filming like, you know, last weekend, like this past weekend, I didn't like film or vlog anything. And it was so nice because I felt like this is mine.
Yeah, I get
that. This weekend is mine.
No, I totally get that. The way you put that makes total sense.
We can all agree that quality time is precious, and there's nothing I love more than connecting with someone over a home-cooked meal. But let's be honest, for most of us, finding time to plan meals and do shopping and cook from scratch can feel impossible most of the times, and that's where Gobble comes in. Gobble meal kits are quality time delivered, because unlike other meal kits that send you raw ingredients, all of the Gobble recipes feature pre-prepped ingredients and are designed to be ready in a fraction of the time. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18 plus gourmet meals you can mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean, and vegetarian options. And Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We recently made these Baja-style fish tacos, and Yoni and I could not get enough. They were so good and came together so fast. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/thejuice. That's gobble.com/thejuice today for $120 off your Gobble order. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out. I've truly experienced firsthand how much hormone health can impact my day-to-day life, and now I've been taking Hormone Harmony, which directly supports my cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, because bloating, cravings, feeling a little bit off, those are all things that we girls have felt many times, and sometimes all at the same time. But now with Hormone Harmony, it's way easier to manage my PMS. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which, if you didn't know, they help the body adapt to any stressors, like those chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. The biggest benefit is feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews, and there are over 17,000 of them on Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off of your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
It's kind of interesting. Like,
yeah.
The way I document shit as if it's my job.
It's so, exactly. That's a funny thing.
Yo, if that shit was my job, oh my God. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, because you really. I wish I had a little bit. We could like share a little bit of each other's. Like, you could maybe not take your phone out as much, and I could maybe work on remembering to also capture moments, and also just like to take photos of you and like take photos with you. And that's another thing too, is that like we never have photos together.
Yeah,
we have never have photos together
because a lot of the times we don't have people who are like me.
Exactly.
If that I had a friend that was like me who just takes photos of just whenever we're like hanging out, going somewhere.
But without making it a thing of like, hey guys, look.
What the number one thing I hate is when we're hanging out and let's say I have like, sometimes like when I'm just having a moment with you somewhere, like let's say we're on like the ferry somewhere, right?
Mm.
And I'm just like, damn, babe, like, if someone would take a photo of us right now, it would be so nice.
It would be.
We don't have candid photos.
No, we don't.
Any photo that we have,
it's always like someone's,
hey, can you take a photo? I hate asking someone, can you take a photo of me?
Yeah.
Because then now it's not candid, and now we don't even know what to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, if you're listening to this and we ever hang out, don't even tell me that you're taking a photo.
How would you talk? Okay, so this, I mean, I feel like so much of
some people don't even think about taking a photo. So it's not even us like faulting them. They're just not like that because yourself don't even take photos.
Yeah, no, I don't.
But yeah, and I do that shit with other people too. Like when we hang out somewhere, I take photos of like another couple, like my friends, like somewhere just standing, whatever. And I would just send it in a group chat later, like, yo, I took that.
Yeah,
took
it's just so natural for you to do.
Yeah, so I don't think I should stop. And I don't think I should stop sharing on my Instagram, too.
No, and I'm not even saying that. But I would say just like, it's interesting how...
I do it because it's not even my job.
Yeah, and then also how, like, I would say from just observing, you don't necessarily seem like you're like out of the moment. It's just for me, sometimes where we're just like somewhere and it's beautiful and we're just here. I just wish like the phone would never come out, you know? There's something about it. But I do want to shift from, because obviously like taking photos and sharing on Instagram is like such a big part of society. But there's also a few other instances where being present kind of can like be challenged, I would say. And for me, one thing I noticed is when I'm sitting down having dinner or like drinks and you're at a table, whether or not the phone is on the table or it's put away somewhere like in a bag or something in someone's pocket. For some reason, when like we have the table and the phone is just here, it feels
like it's calling your name.
No, it just feels like, it feels like at any time you can be interrupted. Versus when the phone is away, it's like, I'm really here.
Yeah.
I'm really here. Like I really have to go to my phone to check it.
Yeah. Like you have to move your body.
Yeah, versus when it's here, it's always like in view. It's always ready to be picked up. Mm-hmm. And I actually heard a few people talk about how like when they see someone else's phone.
Sorry, Mom.
When they see someone else's phone like on the table across from them and their phone is away, they feel this sense of like detachment, or they feel this kind of like that person's not like really, really, really here. Like they
like,
really
like they can leave at any moment.
Yeah, exactly. Like at any moment, the moment and the attention and the presence can shift away. You know?
Have you ever been on a date and someone just picks up their phone?
I haven't been on a date in a very long time.
That's why I say, have you ever?
I haven't been on a date in a very long time, so I don't remember.
Yeah. I think when you're on a date or you're just having dinner with someone, picking up the phone, and I will admit, I do that sometimes.
Yeah, you love to do that when we're having dinner.
Yeah.
Like, Yoni does this thing.
Don't, wait, what are you about to say?
I'm just about to say that sometimes, like, I be reading the menu, I'm trying to talk to you about, like, what we should order.
Mm-hmm. And I'm on my phone.
And then you're just, like, on your phone sharing a photo from the restaurant. You know, and I'm just like, babe, like, can you be here right now? I think it looks so bad when like one person is just like sitting there, and the other person's on their phone.
You know what looks worse? When both people are on their phone.
Is that worse? At least both people are on their phone. Like, doing something.
that's so bad. It's like we're on a date and we're not even talking. And also, by the way, just to clarify, I don't really do that for a long time.
Yeah, you don't, but there's always a moment.
I do it for like a second where I maybe want to post like...
every photo he took on the way to the restaurant.
Because I never post in real time.
Yeah, that's true.
Like if I'm at a restaurant, I'm not going to say, hey guys, we're here. We're here.
Yeah, that's true.
If anybody want to harm me, here I am.
Okay, it's not that deep, but also... but I'm just the type of person that I'm like, I'll post it hours, if not days later.
Like, you're going to post the daytime photo when it's nighttime.
Like, I have photos from the weekend that I haven't posted that I'm just going to post today and be like, weekend recap.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine. That's totally fine.
You know? But I would say there's also something to be said. Can you not be on your phone right now, please?
Someone is calling me. It's like a voicemail.
You want to answer?
No, it's like a random number. It's probably a scam.
Okay. There's also something to be said about, like, when we're by ourselves.
Where?
Anywhere. You're waiting in line for a bagel. You're waiting for the subway. You're waiting for something. Walking somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. The other day we were like riding the bus to go somewhere and we were actually with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a moment where like four of the people in the group, everybody was on their phone. And damn, the camera just stopped.
Okay.
And I just feel like it's also important to touch on when we're on our own. So ignore the group instance that I just mentioned. But like when you're like sitting on the subway.
Okay.
I feel like most people are like on their phone when they're just on the subway, even though you don't have a like service or anything. Mm-hmm. It's like, do you ever sit on the subway and don't do shit at all?
Never. I'm always on my phone. And sometimes I can't even be on my phone, which I get mad at because there's no service.
Yeah, but you're still trying to do some shit on your phone.
I'm trying to force the internet to work.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how bad it is.
And that's what I'm saying. Like sometimes walking on the street, no music, no phone, no podcast.
Sometimes
just walking.
Sometimes I do that, to be honest, in New York.
Yeah.
Because something about just hearing the city is very
satisfying.
It's very satisfying, especially in Manhattan, you know?
Yeah. But what about like waiting in line for something?
Yeah, waiting in line for something. I want to change.
I see everyone waiting in line on their phone.
I'm always on my phone. Doesn't matter who I'm with. I'm always on my phone, but I do want to change that.
Yeah.
So this month of July, we're moving next month, right?
We're moving at the end of this month.
At the end of this month. And I'm trying to round up all my bad habits. So like
in July.
Hmm?
By the end of July.
By the end of July. So I'm getting all the bad shit out of the way. And I'm still getting into them. Because I know August 1st, I'm not doing any of that shit, right? So like maybe I don't really eat sugar that much. But like if I want to eat a croissant or like that's food. That's different. But I'm saying like being on my phone, I want to start reading more. I want to wake up way earlier. Mm. I want to go to bed way earlier. I want to learn something new. Like I want to learn. I want to like learn something new.
Yeah, like really, tennis.
Yeah, tennis. I want to learn Spanish. I don't know. This is like a thing.
Oh,
that,
yeah, it's like a new thing for you. Right
yeah,
now.
It's like I really want to learn Spanish because I feel like I can really learn Spanish.
Yeah, you could.
You know, like easily.
We should we were talking about Duolingo with our friends.
But
yesterday.
I know I'm actually going to sign up for like an actual Spanish class, like a course.
Oh, okay.
You know, I really want to take it seriously, you know? And I don't know, that's just like a challenge, but that stuff will come after getting the things that I'm doing now. Those need to be, I need to put more emphasis on those things and be more like disciplined.
Yeah.
Waking up early in our new building, we have a gym in the building. So every morning I'm working out. I just need that to be a habit.
Yeah.
Every morning I'm working out. After that, I start work or breakfast, work, whatever, right? And I want to be done with work early. And just, you know how when you just follow a program and you just feel like you have a routine?
And you just feel like you complete shit.
Exactly. I really want to do that. And I've been trying to do that shit forever.
I feel that. I feel like because we know that we're moving out of this apartment, we're kind of the routine and like cooking at home and stuff. It all feels annoying because we just can't wait to get in that another space that is like bigger and more like space to just have things and more.
Yes.
It's going to be easier for the part, like for like the eye. Because in this apartment, it's so small. There's always things outside.
Yeah, there's always
things. We don't
have
enough storage.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, we're very excited for that.
So why did I mention just me wanting learning something new, right?
Yeah, learning something new and then also getting better at not being on your phone as much. Like when you're just like walking around or like waiting in line.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Thank you. So when I'm waiting in line, I have like these two new books that I got, right?
Yeah.
And I want to
bring the book with you.
Yeah, they're small enough to where I can put them in my back pocket.
Yeah, you got some big back pockets.
No. The books are like kind of like smaller.
Yeah,
not like
yeah,
big.
No, I get it.
Just read more. Yes, I like audiobooks, but the difference is I was just telling Alia before we started recording that with audiobooks, I can still do a lot of different things, which is good on a day where you need to be productive and do multiple things.
But we're constantly trying to be productive and do multiple things.
I know. So that's exactly my point. With the book, I get some me time. Like I just want to sit down and not do anything else.
Yeah.
But that I feel like that's really important for like, it's just a good brain exercise.
I mean, yeah, because we're always constantly trying to maximize every minute of every day.
Yeah.
With like, let me like do laundry and at the same time go to the gym and then come back in time for the laundry to be put in the dryer. and then I'm going to like put something in the oven while
reason why we do that is because the days go by so fast.
And also, how is it that we're like halfway through? It feels like we're halfway through summer right now.
We're halfway through the year.
We're past halfway.
No, August is halfway.
No, June is halfway.
Oh, right. So for some reason, to me, I'm thinking August 1st, which is when we'll be in our new apartment. That's like second half of the year.
I mean, I get why you feel that way.
And
I'm so excited.
Yeah, yeah. We're very, very excited. And you guys are going to hear about it.
And you're going to, if you want. Yeah. And you're also going to, if you want, you can watch the video. I'm going to make like moving vlogs and all that stuff. So
yeah, exactly. So that's it. That's what I have for this episode. I want to round up my bad habits. And I'm going to own them.
Yeah.
So if I want to do some shit that's not great for me, I can do that today. It's fine. It's also okay to just not be so hard on yourself, especially when you know that if you are kind of like me, that I need a date to start something new.
Yeah, we know. We've witnessed that many times on this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to get into some whole other shit, but I'm also playing tennis.
Yeah, we just got tennis rackets. Exactly. So
one was stolen. We got the new one today, which is all good. We ordered two and we only got one in the package.
And the box was like ripped open. And I thought it was an accident. But yeah. Then I realized it was supposed to be in there.
I told Ali, I was like, why did we just order one? She was like, no, the other one's probably on the way. A few days go by. I'm like, I think they stole this shit.
And then I checked the order. But yeah, very exciting. Very exciting to move. But I was trying to remember what this top.
So what is something like, okay, you mentioned Duolingo. I say I don't want to do that. I want to take an actual course. Is there something new you want to learn? Because I feel like you were about to say.
Oh, no, I definitely want to get better at tennis. I got way better. If not, I just now am able to bike a bicycle.
Able to. You don't want to learn French?
So
Why don't you?
No, I do want to learn French. It's just so hard. It's just so hard, you know? French is so, like, nuanced and sound. Like, well, I need, like, a language that is, like,
Spanish.
The sound, I can hear it. Yeah, but, like, French would be more useful because you speak French. Our kids are probably going to speak French. Yeah. Like, our kids, we're not going to teach our kids Spanish, you know?
I want to learn Spanish because it's, like, one of those, like, I feel like once I have that, I have, like, the languages of the world.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Te amo, me amo, Yoni. Is that, how do you say my name is?
I have no idea.
Never mind. I'm just going to edit this part out.
But thanks for tuning in. This was a short and sweet topic we wanted to cover on just like being more present because especially in the summertime, like there's so much going on. And I think it's a really special time when we're all like being active and hanging out with people and like going on bike rides, picnics, going to the beach, all these things. And just a reminder to like be present and do all these things for yourself and not just for your phone and not just for the thing, you know. But there's a spectrum.
I'll be better at that.
No, honestly. I'm not even talking about you. I feel like some people that might even like, you don't stress about it, but I'm sure.
What do you mean stress?
There are some people that are like stressed about like, oh, I gotta make sure I get the content, I gotta make sure like I capture the moment, and it might take them out. Versus for you, it's very much like, okay, photo, boom, and then it's done. It doesn't really take you out. So yeah, just a good reminder. And I have to do the opposite where I kind of wish I would remember to take more photos.
And ask yourself, when you take a photo of something and you're in a group setting, what, like, why do you do it? Who do you do it for? Is it for you to actually remember, or is it to show on Instagram that this is what you did? Or you just kind of like me, you just want to like share random stuff?
Yeah, let us know in the comments exactly the answer to that question.
Yeah, what's your relationship with sharing and taking photos and not being in the moment?
Yeah,
I think like for me it's kind of justified. When I'm not present, other people benefit from me not being present in a way,
right?
You get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
Okay, Ali is checked out. We're gonna go over to Patreon, and this is the thing with our podcast. Okay.
We actually don't know what we're gonna talk about.
Sometimes we know what we're gonna talk about days before we record. And then sometimes, like 10 minutes before the podcast, we're like, what are we talking about today?
And that today was one of those days.
Today was one of those days. And some might think, damn, that's not good. But we always figure it out somehow.
Make it work somehow, because that's why you're here. So we actually have no idea what we're going to talk about on the Patreon today. And usually we try to like tell you on here, so then we persuade you to go over there. But today, we're about to close this off and figure out what we're going to talk about real quick. So if you want to go see for yourself what we ended up talking about, go ahead. The Patreon is linked in the description. And thank you for being here and spending these beautiful minutes with us on hopefully a beautiful summer day. Or if you're in Australia or one of those countries, winter, if it's winter there. Yeah, we love you very much. I don't know what else to say. Time to hang up the phone.
I love outros. Yo, they're so funny.
Okay, but actually, let's close it out, though.
All right, bye, guys. We love you. Sign up to Patreon. If you love this episode, if you love WTJ, we have a couple of tiers. You can go check it out. What works for you.
We have also 20 episodes that once you sign up, you get access to all of them.
Oh, yes. 20 episodes of WTJ. And they're like long episodes,
too. Yeah, and they're exclusive and spicy and...
Yeah, so it's a good time over there. So anyways, bye. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Wednesdays are like the perfect day to drop an episode because it's like, it's the middle of the week.
People have lived life already and still have a little bit to go, but it's so kind of like in the middle of everything.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like the WTJ episode on Wednesday kind of like helps you through the rest of the week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because Thursdays is kind of like the last day of real work. And Friday night is kind of like...
You're right. Thursday really feels like a Friday in a way. But okay. Bye, guys. Love you so, so, so much.
Bye.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.